Welcome to the Kerwin Baptist Church broadcast today. Our desire is for the Word of God to be spread throughout the world so that all may know Christ. Join us now for a portion of one of our services here at Kerwin Baptist Church, located in Kernersville, North Carolina.
I want to ask you to turn to Job chapter 1 today. Job chapter 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. There were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she-asses, a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the East. You say, preacher, we know all about Job, and I understand that. Look at verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, which means the angels, obviously, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. The Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast thou not made an hedge? If you are in the habit of underlining or circling, that's a good word for you to circle today. Satan looks at God and said, God, you've made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. That word hedge in Job chapter 1 is a Hebrew word. And it means this. It means to fence in, to form a protection or restraint around. That's what we want to talk about today. Lord, we love you. Pray that you would help us, Lord, to understand the need for hedges in our life. Not just the ones that we build, but the ones that we depend on you for. Lord, I pray you bless our time together in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to look at three different things today, and then we'll let you go this morning. But I really want you to use your God-given brain today. And I want you to process and allow God to do a work through his word. We want to talk about the hedges that Job built by faith. Second, we want to talk about the hedges that God put in place. And then third, we want to talk about the hedges that Satan must face. Now, number one this morning, I want you to notice, if you would, the hedges that Job built by faith. Now, look at me. There are certain things in our lives that only God can do. But there are a number of things that we are responsible to do in our own lives. We don't just sit back after being saved and saying, all right, God, I'm just going to sit back and do nothing. I just expect you to take care of everything. Now, dear friend, God has promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us. God has promised, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. He's made numerous promises. But may I say also that God does expect us to do our part. Now, I want you to notice some things that Job, listen to me, I want you to get this, that Job had already placed in his life before asking God for the hedges that he gave. In other words, Job realized that there are some things that I must depend on God for, but there are also some things that I am responsible to do. And I want to encourage you and myself to do these. Notice number one, that Job built the hedge of consistency. Notice, if you would, in verse 1, it said that there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect. That word perfect means complete. It means entire. It means this, that Job was consistent in his life. An individual couldn't have been called complete or perfect if he was constantly up and down in his spiritual life. Job determined that, you know what, it's not up to God to motivate me to be at church every Sunday. Do you know, dear friend, it's not up to God and it's not up to the pastor to constantly call and beg and plead? Y'all know that? Do you know we ought to be at church because we ought to be at church? Do you know we ought to live right in our life, not because somebody constantly talks us into it. We ought to do it because it's right. The hedge of consistency. If Job had been up and down, this word would have never been used about him. But he just determined that, you know what, it's my responsibility, it's my job to be consistent in my life, to do what's right, not because I'm made to do it, or not because I'm motivated to do it, but because it's right. Yes, sir. Notice, secondly, Job built the hedge of character. Look at verse 1. This man whose name was Job, that man was perfect and upright. Listen, Job determined, hey, it's not up to somebody else to put character in my life. It's up to me to put character in my life. Now listen, we live in a day and time, again, we're just getting ready to start a new men's ministry. We try to start new things every year. And you know, we just got to give us time. We can only do so many things at once, and it takes people. And man, I've got a list of things, numerous things I want to have at this church one day, and all these different wonderful things. But may I tell you, it's not up to men's ministry, and it's not up to women's ministry, and it's not up to your Sunday school teacher, and it's not up to your pastor to import character into your life. Dear friend, it's our job. Listen, I worked here for 6 years. It wasn't Brother Joe's job to make sure Brother Daniel had character. It was Brother Daniel's job to have character. And dear friend, I think when we live in a day and time that we just, everybody else's fault, and it's this or that, and a person, you know, they begin, if things go wrong in their life, well, it's the church's fault. Well, the people weren't there for me. Well, they didn't do this. Well, my parents did this. And well, we can blame and blame all we want to, but Job determined that I'm going to be consistent and I'm going to have character, and that's our job. He placed the hedge of character. Notice, thirdly, he placed the hedge of conviction. It said that he was perfect, verse 1. He was upright, notice this, and one that feared God. He had conviction. What's interesting, do you know that the roots of Job's morals was the fear of God? Job had morals in his life. He had character because he had conviction. Job had consistency because he had conviction. You know what, folks? We will do what we're convicted of. It's not going to last long in our life if it's not a conviction. If it's just a preference, the first little thing that fights against it, we're going to stop. But for something to be implemented in our life to stay, it must be conviction. Job feared God. Many people in our day might have morals, but not a lot of people have a fear of God. You know what? Job said, it's my job, it's my responsibility to learn to fear God. You know what ought to dictate everything we do in our life? Is what does God think about it? Is God pleased with this? A fear of God. Notice, if you would, for sake of time today, more I would like to say about that. Number 4, I want you to see that Job built the hedge of constraint. It said that he feared God. He was perfect, upright, feared God, notice this, and eschewed evil, constraint. Eschewed means he pushed it away. In other words, he just did everything he could do to keep himself from it. By the way, can I say this? You always hear people, and they'll do things in their life, and they'll say this, well, preacher, I just couldn't help it. I mean, listen, I can tell you that, you know, man, I'm just driving down Stratford Road, minding my own business. Man, that dadgum hot now sign was on. And doc, I know my cholesterol, well, it's not, but thank God. But doc, I know my cholesterol's high, but I just couldn't help it. Before I knew it, I pulled into that drive-thru. I thought, I might as well get 2 dozen instead of just one, you know. Listen, I can't blame anybody else for that. You can't blame anybody else for that. It's our decision. Job said this, I'm going to fear God. I'm going to have conviction in my life. And I am going to have constraint. It means that just because I want it and just because I desire it doesn't mean I'm supposed to have it. And I'm going to tell you something, men and ladies, and I'm not trying to preach hard on a Sunday morning, but I am telling you right now, we've got to exercise constraint in our life. And if we can't walk around a mall, guys, without looking at some woman, then don't walk around the mall. And if we can't get on the internet without getting on stuff we oughtn't to be on, then get rid of the internet. But we have got to get back to good old-fashioned constraint. We've got to eschew evil. We can't blame everybody. Well, it's just too much. I just couldn't help it. It was just too much pressure. It's just too this. No, listen. The Bible said about Job that he put this hedge into his own life. He eschewed evil. Didn't say anybody made him. Didn't say anybody motivated him. It didn't say his wife was constantly on him. He eschewed evil. Notice this last. Job created the hedge of commitment. Look at this word used. Look at verse 4, if you would, as the Bible continues to describe Job. Verse 4, it says, "And his sons went and feasted in their houses, every one his day, and sent and called for their three sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so when the days of their feasting were gone about that Job sent and sanctified them." Notice this. "Rose up early in the morning and offered burnt sacrifices according to the number of them all. For Job said, 'It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.'" Thus did Job what? That means this, that every morning he got up and he built an entire sacrifice for every one of his children. 10 children. He didn't build one sacrifice and pray for all of them. He did for each of them. And I have a whole thing I did on a Southwide conference last year. I've never preached it here at the church. Maybe if God gives me peace, I'll do it one day about praying for your children. But I'm going to tell you something. Job did that, put all the effort in, got up, and every child's different. Every child's needs are different. And parents, you ought to know your kids. And you ought to know little things about them. And you ought to spend time every day praying for each individual child and praying that God would help them in their weaknesses and strengthen them when they're weak and humble them when they need it and encourage them when they need it. He got up every morning, not once a week, not once a month, not every once in a while when the preacher preached on it, but every day he prayed for his kids.
Amen.
Job created the hedge of commitment. He just kept at it. I don't know about you, but we live in a generation where you and I as Christians, we quit too easy, don't we?
Yes, sir.
We think we've just given all the effort in the world because we pray 3 days in a row about something. I'll tell you something, we've got to learn commitment. I mean, we live in a day or time where we're doing God a favor to show up at church every once in a while. Can I tell you something? You're not doing Him one favor at all.
Amen.
Let me tell you something, we need commitment. We need folks that just say, "Hey, this is what God's called me to do. This is where God wants me. Hey, I'm going to be committed to it. I'm going to get up and I'm going to pray for my children and I'm going to pray for my wife and I'm going to be a good husband and I'm going to eschew evil and I'm going to stay away from that junk that Satan likes to offer and just be committed in our life."
Amen. That's good.
Oh, it's missing nowadays, but we need it.
That's good. Yeah.
These are hedges that Job put in his own life. Oh, if we would only do it. You say, preacher, why are you on to this? I'll tell you why. Those hedges that Job put in his life protected him from a whole bunch of junk.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He didn't put those hedges there just to make his life miserable. He put those hedges there because he needed to protect him and his family. Let me tell you something. You get a man of God that just has some conviction in his life, that's going to save his family from a whole lot of heartache. You give me a man that decides, you know what, I'm going to show some constraint in my life. I'm not going to get involved in that mess. Let me tell you something. That's going to protect you and your children and your wife and your marriage from a whole lot of junk. It's protection. Now, I want you to notice, secondly, the hedges that God put in place. These are things that Job just decided, I need to put these things in my life. And by the way, you can do it. You can. We can do it. All of us hurt in certain areas and all of us fall short. But we got to keep trying because, let me tell you something, there's nothing different about Job and us. He had blood in him just like we got blood in us. Notice number 2. The hedges that God put into place. Now here's what's interesting. Wonderful insight. In verse 10. Satan shows up to talk to God. And when he gets there, God says, "Hey, have you considered my servant Job?" Now, why would God say that? Because God knows all. He knew exactly why Job had showed up. And this is what Satan said. You know, God said, "You know, Job has been faithful," and he described all the things that we've given to you. And by the way, what I just told you, that Job had these things, and Job, listen to me, had consistency and character and conviction and constraint and commitment. Can I tell you something? Job never said that about himself.
That's right.
Job wasn't holding some convention.
That's good.
or conference saying, this is how you can be like me. God said it about him. If he had said it about himself, those things wouldn't have even been there. I wish I could find a good C word for humility, because I would have put it in there, but I got to alliterate, and I couldn't find a good C word. But I'm going to take, no, I got 600 people trying to think of a C word to come up after church. You should have used this word, blah, blah, blah. You ever heard of a dictionary? Okay. But listen to me. Job never said that about himself. God said, this is what Job is. Isn't that great? Can I tell you, it doesn't matter what people in church think about you. What matters, does God see this in us? There's a whole lot of people that, you know, you'll think, boy, I tell you, that guy, boy, he sure has character in his life, and he might be the crookedest guy you've ever met. God knows the heart. But I want you to notice in verse 10, Satan says this. Well, let me tell you why he's faithful God. Hast thou not made an hedge about him? Now, isn't this, you talk about insight. Satan comes up and he says, God, I'll tell you why he is, because obviously we all know, God, you have created a hedge about him. And that lets us know what God can do for us. He can create a hedge around us. These are hedges that we can't do. Let me tell you something. I can plan and I can prepare. I was talking to Brother Wayne today, Brother Wayne Martin. He's telling me a good deal on a rifle somewhere. And boy, it was a good deal. And I'm not going to tell you where, because I'm going to get it before I tell you about it in case it's not there anymore. But I'm going to tell you something. I can stock up, load up, ammo up. I can set, you know, security systems. I can do everything that you should possibly do. And I hope that you do them all. In fact, I hope you're carrying today. Unless you're a nut. And if you're a nut carrying, I'm going to tell you, we got some sane people carrying too, so don't try nothing. Everybody thinks I'm heavy. I just wear armored vest everywhere I go. If you ever saw the real Daniel, you'd be amazed. Oh, Lord. What about that hedge of constraint, preacher? Can't, too much food, can't put it away, can't push it. Okay. Can I tell you something? This is what Satan said. God, the reason I can't get at him is because you put up a hedge. You ought to thank God every day for the hedges God puts in your life. Satan would absolutely clean our clock if it wasn't for the hedges that God puts in our life. I want you to notice this. Number one, I want you to see the hedge that God put in Job's life. Number one, he put the hedge around himself, Job. Notice in verse 10, this is what Satan said, hast thou made an hedge about him? In other words, we see here that Satan says, God, you have placed a hedge around Job, around himself. And may I say, dear friend, what you and I need to do today at a time and place that our country's in, and the way our culture and all this stuff and the pressure that's on our young people, you and I ought to make sure we get along with God every day and say, God, you're going to have to create a hedge about me. You're going to have to protect my mind. You're going to have to protect my eyes. I'm too weak and I'm too frail. And God, I'm asking you, would you create a hedge of protection around me? Well, we ask God to pay bills, we ask God to give us this kind of car, and we ask God to do whatever. Hey, isn't it about time we remind, say, God, I'm reminded, you are the one that puts the hedge of protection on my life. And God, I'm begging you, would you put that hedge around my life? Would you protect my ears, and would you protect my eyes, and would you protect my life and protect my heart? Keep it from getting cold and hard and bitter. God, would you clean my eyes, and God, don't let a bunch of mess get in my life. We've quit praying that. And we're paying the price. Satan said, you've created a hedge around him, Job. Notice, secondly, he said, hast thou not made an hedge about him and about his house? Notice that he not only created, God didn't only give a hedge around himself, but he put a hedge around his household. Oh, that ought to motivate you today. to get in your prayer closet every day and say, God, would you protect my family? Would you create a hedge of protection around my family? Like I said, you can gun up, ammo up, everything you want to do, but I'm going to tell you something. You can't always be there. And you can't control traffic on an interstate. And you can't control somebody that's not paying attention. I'm going to tell you something. That hedge of protection can only come from God. And I'm going to tell you something. You and I need to get back to a place in our life where every day, like Job, he got up and built an altar and said, God, why do you think God had that protection around his family? Because Job had been getting up every morning praying. God had that hedge on his family because Job had been begging him continually every day for that hedge. Oh, let me tell you something. That's what we need to do. You say, preacher, I've been praying every day for my kids and you wouldn't believe. Oh, let me tell you something, dear friend. Hey, Job's kids didn't all do so hot either. In fact, we're told that they got drunk, that they're out there partying. And he got up the very next morning and prayed for him. He said, they might have sinned last night. They might have done some despicable things. And I'm going to get up and I'm going to pray for them. Because I don't know their heart. But God, you've got to reach their heart. Let me tell you something. God, give us a hedge around our households. Notice third thing here. He says, thou created a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side. Not only his himself, not only his household, but God created a hedge around his homestead. His property, his house. You say, preacher, I don't really have much of a house. And I don't have much of property. And I don't really have the nicest of stuff. Let me tell you something. I don't care how nice it is. I don't care if you got 100 acres, if you got 0.2, 0.1. If you don't even have acreage. You're living on top of a restaurant. I don't know where you're living. But let me tell you something. You need to beg God to keep a hedge of protection around it. You need to say, God, this property, this house, this home, this trailer, this whatever, this is a gift from you. I don't deserve it. It's yours. God, I'm asking you to protect it. God, I pray you'd create a hedge around it. Let me tell you something I found out as you look through this, that God had blessed Job. He had grown financially. He had cattle. He had things. He had homes. He had houses. He had property. He had all these things. But I'm here to tell you, I believe the reason he did is because God had seen that Job had depended on him for protection for all of it. He saw all of it as a gift from God. You say, how do you know? Well, the Bible says later on, when everything left, Job said, the Lord hath given and the Lord hath taken away. That means he saw every house, every acre, every piece of anything he had. It was a gift from God. I don't know about you, but you know what we ought to do as a husband and a wife today, if you're a mom or a dad? We ought to say, God, we're not going to complain that we don't have what we want. It's not as big as what we want. God, we're thankful for what we have, and we need you to put a hedge around it. Notice fourthly, he says that not only had about all that he hath on every side. Look at verse 10. He says, thou hast blessed the work of his hands. Number four, he had blessed his harvest. His harvest. May I say this? Whether you are successful in business or whether you continue to do good at whatever job, whatever your lot in life and whatever place you work, whatever the case might be, can I tell you something? You need God to bless the harvest. Do you realize that there are some times that you can look at your life and you say, well, listen, this is what I made and this is what I've done. I have no idea how God did this. I have no idea how we got this. I have no idea how the bills were paid. I have no idea how we paid tithe, paid the bills. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. When you honor God, he honors you. Amen. Let me tell you why Job was blessed. Because he had blessed God with it. God had honored the harvest. And you know what, dear friend? I'm going to tell you something. I think so many times we try to make the harvest great. And it's up to God to make the harvest great. You just please God. You just, whatever you get, you're thankful to God. And you say, God, I'm asking you to create a hedge of protection about it. It's a gift from you anyway. It's all yours. And God, I want to honor you with it. And you sit back and you watch God honor the harvest. I'm going to tell you, over the years, I've heard sometimes, you know, just in numerous places, you'll hear people talk about, you know, somebody that they know has money, and they'll be like, well, yeah, it'd be nice to do this. Yeah, I'd like to have their problems. But you might be surprised at some of their problems. You might be surprised. Well, I'd like to try. You ever heard that one? And I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you why. There's certain people I know and I've met over the years. I'm going to tell you exactly. I know why God's blessed them. Because they honor God with it. Honoring God with the harvest. And I'm going to tell you something. God says, listen to what the Bible says. God blessed the work of His hands.
Amen.
Wow. Notice this last. The Bible says His substance was increased in the land. God had also created a hedge not just around Himself, His household, His homestead, His harvest, but His heritage. His substance was increased. Notice this, in the land. It means this, that not just Job just didn't pile it up. Hey, this is mine. His substance increased in the land. He was charitable. He had helped people. He had given. And God had created a hedge around His heritage. You say, well, preacher, I don't understand all that, and I don't know. Can I tell you something? When Job went through all he went through, he sure laid there by himself a lot. Job had to do homemade surgery on himself. The best tool he could find was broken pottery, and he literally conducted surgery on himself to ease open those boils and different things. We could go on all this, and there wasn't a whole lot of people around, and I understand that. But I'm going to tell you something. When God turned the captivity of Job, you find out that people came out of the woodworks. And Job, by the end of his life, and you don't hear this fact a lot, but let me tell you, the Bible says that everything that Job had, he had double at the end of his life. But what you don't know is later on in the book of Job that you'll find that most everything that he had, people came and gave him within the matter of a week. People that were in the land, and they knew what Job had stood for and how he had been. And the Bible says that those people brought things to him. You know why Job became so wealthy at the end? Because he had been good to these people before. His heritage. God created a hedge around it. May I say this when it comes to your heritage, that you know what? You can't help what people say about you, but I'm going to tell you something. You ask God to create a hedge around your reputation and your heritage, and God will do it. You say, well, people are lying about me. That's all right. God will take care of it. You let Him protect that heritage. Let me say this in closing this morning. I want you to notice this last thing, and this is, I think, the best thing. I want you to see the hedges that Satan must face. And there are two of them that I want you to see. Notice verse 7. The Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it." Number one, I want you to see a hedge that Satan has to face. Number one is location. Do you know that God has created a hedge around Satan? He is the prince and power of the air and the earth. Obviously, we're talking about the earth. But look at me. But he has no jurisdiction any further than that. God says, hey, where'd you come from, Satan? And you can just hear the sarcasm, probably like, where do you think? The only place you let me. Isn't it nice to know, can I tell you this, and I want you to get this, that Satan has no power in heaven. God's not worried. Now, he might fight us a bunch right here because this is where his location is. But can I tell you something? We're not going to be here forever.
Amen.
This is not our home. We're just passing through.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you received a blessing from our broadcast. The Kirtland Baptist Church is located at 4520 Old Hollow Road in Kernersville, North Carolina. You may also contact us by phone at 336-993-5192 or via the web at kirtlandbaptistchurch.com. Enjoy our services live and all our media on our website and church app. Thank you for listening to the Kirtland broadcast today. God bless you.